弟兄姐妹平安，很高兴我们今天又在这里聚集来敬拜神。
Peace to brothers and sisters, and we're happy that we can gather once again.
相信在我们每次聚集的时候，上帝的工作在我们当中一点点的展开。
We believe that every time we gather, God's work is gradually revealed to us.
给我们力量，给我们盼望，给我们随时的帮助。
To give us help and strength and hope at all times.
愿今天每一个来参加聚会的弟兄姐妹都经历到神的同在。
May everyone who attends experience His presence today.
那我也请大家把你找一本圣经摆在你的面前打开。
I also hope that everyone can have a Bible right in front of you.
那有些经文呢是在屏幕上你可以看到的哈，有些经文呢你可以在你自己的圣经当中可以读到。
And there are some verses you see on the screen and some verses you can kind of read for yourself.
Yeah, 很宝贵的机会哈，我们借着这段时间呢，好好的来思考神的话。
It's a precious opportunity that we can think about God's words.
愿这个永活的上帝借着不改变的圣经的话呢，今天对我们每一个人说话。
May the living God speak to every one of us through his words.
让我们一起来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们谢谢你，今天我们聚集在一起是靠着你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that we is for your with your grace that we gather together.
当把你的宝贵的话圣经打开在我们的面前的时候，让你来打开我们的心。
When we open up your words in front of us, may you open up our hearts.
圣灵来借着圣经的话来对我们讲话。
So that the Holy Spirit can speak to us through your words.
来光照我们的内心。
And to give life to our hearts.
你的话是活泼大有功效的。
Your word is effective and lively.
你可以刺入我们的心思意念把我们里面的心思意念给显明出来。
You can reveal our inner thoughts.
你的话是恩惠的道可以建造我们的生命。
And also your word is like this road that can build towards our hearts.
你的话是光，可以给我们行路的方向和前面的盼望。
And your word is light that gives us a direction in our path.
愿我们今天专心寻求你的时候，就在你的话语当中寻到你的面。
So that we can see your face as we read your words.
你邀请我们这些劳苦担重担的人来到你的面前。
You ask those who are heavy laden come before you.
因为你应许说你赐给我们平安和安息。
Because you're going to give us rest and peace.
让我们今天把我们一切心灵中的惧怕、担忧、不确定都卸在你的面前。
So we shed all our fear and worries in front of you.
你把我们生命中的难处把我们心灵中的伤痛也都卸在你的面前。
So that all our sufferings and sadness also can be shed in front of you.
请你的安慰，请你的力量成为我们的覆庇。
So that your comfort will be enclosing us.
我们谢谢你听我们同心合一的祷告。
We are thankful that you listen to our prayers.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 好，我们在这个系列的信息思念神的名这个系列当中。
We are in this series of sermons about thinking about God's names.
那今天呢是分享第五个神的名字了。
So today is the fifth time and his fifth name.
认识神的名字非常重要这是认识神经历神的一个很重要的一个途径。
To know God's name is very important, is a very important way to know him.
就像我们认识一个人的话我们第一件事情可能就是先知道他的名字。
It's like when we first come to know a person, we know his name.
因为人的名字就代表这个人的特点。
Because his name represents his characteristics.
那我们每个人的名字呢背后可能都有故事都有这个意义的。
Maybe for every single one of us, our name has some kind of meaning behind it.
我们的父母我们的这个老一辈给我们起这个名字的时候呢都把他们的一些的心思一些的想法放在我们的名字里面。
Our parents, our older generation had a lot of thoughts before they put the name to us.
他们把一些的期望一些的想法放在我们的名字当中。
So So in our names, they have put their hopes and their thoughts.
所以神的名字呢，是表达神的本性。
God's name reveals His God's character.
神在不同的境况当中对不同的人啊启示他不同的名字。
And different situations, God revealed different names to the people.
是把神自己内在的那个本性呢，逐渐的哈，一点点的借着他的名字呢，向我们启示出来。
Is to gradually reveal His inner character to us.
而且当人啊，这个人如果真正的认识了神的名啊，那这个人的生命会改变。
When people really know God's name, his life will be changed.
神的名字里面带着上帝的那种的能力。
In God's name has God's strength.
所以这个能力哈，借着我们认识他的名字被释放出来以后呢，我们的生命一定会改变。
When that power is released, our lives will be changed.
所以这是我们学习这个系列啊，所想要啊这个经历的啊，就是经历神的名字当中的那种的大的能力。
And that's the reason why we have this series that we want to understand the power behind His names.
那今天呢，我们是借着三个人物哈，我们啊来看一看，当他们认识神是他们的主的时候啊，这个名字的时候呢。他们的生命都发生了什么改变
？And today, through three characters, we'll come to know how their lives will change when they know God's name.
在诗篇第八篇，大卫说：“耶和华我们的主啊，你的名在全地何其美！你将你的荣耀彰显一天。
”In Psalm 8, O Lord, our God, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth! You have set your glory above the heavens.
诗篇二十九篇第二篇第二节说，要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他，以圣洁的装饰敬拜耶和华。
Psalm 29:2, ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name, worship the Lord in the splendor of His holiness.
诗篇八十六篇十一节，大卫说，耶和华啊，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Psalm 86:11, teach me your way, O Lord, and I will walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart that I may fear your name.
诗篇111篇第九节说，他向百姓施行救赎，命定他的约直到永远，他的名圣而可畏。
Psalm 111:9, he provided redemption for his people. He ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name.
啊，箴言十八章第十节，我们一直读的哈，耶和华的名是坚固台，一人奔入便得安稳。
And we've been reading Proverbs 18:10, the name of the Lord is a strong tower, the righteous run to it and are saved.
对这些箴言诗篇的作者，他们是认识神的名的人。
So the authors of Psalms and Proverbs, they understand God's name.
当他们经历神名字的那个大能的时候，就把那个歌颂赞美。啊，荣耀归给神。
When they experience the great power of God's name, that they would give praise and thanksgiving to God.
所以我们盼望哈，在我们这个思念神的名的系列当中，我们也像这个诗篇的作者、箴言的作者一样，经历上帝的名的大能。
So we hope that as we study this series on God's name, that we'll be like the authors of Proverbs and Psalms, that we can experience the great power of God's name.
那今天我们集中思考的就是这个 Adonai 啊，主，神是我们的主啊，这个名字。
And today we'll study the name Adonai.
那这个名字呢，在圣经当中一共出现了300多次。
This name has appeared more than 300 times in the Bible.
那中文把它翻译成主啊。
And Chinese translated into Lord.
那在英文当中哈，有两个神的名字呢，都被翻译成 the Lord。
In the English translation, there are two names of God that have been translated the same word, Lord.
那其中一个名字就是这个 Yahweh 的 Jehovah 啊，这个被翻译成 the Lord。
And the first is Yahweh or Jehovah has been translated into the Lord.
那你注意哈，这个在英文的圣经当中呢，四个字母 the Lord 的这个四个字母呢，都是这个大写的。
And you notice that in English, translation, the word Lord is all caps.
那另外一个被翻译成主的话就是这个 Adonai。
And then another word, Adonai, and it's also been translated into the Lord.
那在英文当中除了第一个 L 是大写之外呢另外三个字母是小写。
And so it is initial caps and not all caps.
所以耶和华被称为主。
And so Yahweh was called the Lord.
是讲说他那种自我启示哈他把他自己向人显明的那个特质。
And then it's talking about how he revealed himself to mankind.
我们还记得哈，我们学这个名字的时候是讲到他对摩西讲说，我是自有拥有的神。
And we remember, we talk about that name, how God said to Moses, I am who I am.
Yeah, 他是那一位自有拥有的，所以这个名字后面哈，常常会加上别的这个补充的这个意思。
And so his name is really from everlasting to everlasting, and usually there will be further explanation of what that means in his name.
借着这个名字呢，是让人知道说他是一个自我启示，是让人能够认识他的那位神。
And that name tells us that he is one who will reveal himself to mankind to let us know who he is.
那 Adonai 呢，是表达另外一方面的意思哈，这个主的意思是表示说他是主宰。
And the name Adonai has a different meaning. It means that he is the master of all.
他是主人，他拥有一切。
He is the master. He owns everything.
他掌管一切。
He controls everything.
他是天地的主宰，哈，这个天地都是属于他的。
He is the lord of the entire universe. The entire universe belongs to him.
他在这个世界当中做主，他说了算。
So he owns this whole world. Whatever he says goes.
就像我们讲说这个人是一家之主。
And it's like we say somebody is the master of his own household.
就是说这家的房子是他的。
Meaning the house belongs to him.
他要负责付房贷的。
He's going to pay the mortgage.
那这里的家具啊这里的这些用的电器啊都是他买的。
All the appliances and furniture belongs to him.
所以他在这家里面呢要负责任。
So he's the one who has all the responsibilities.
一个公司里面有一个老板。
And in the company, there is a boss.
那他这个投资建立了这个公司。
He invested and established the company.
所以他在这个公司当中有主权。
So he has the power and authority in the company.
他在这里要做决定，要说了算。
He's making all the decisions and whatever he says goes.
所以圣经用这个 Adonai 啊，这个主这个词代表神的时候呢，就是说主是拥有一切、掌管一切的那一位。
So when the Bible uses the word Adonai, it means that he is the master, he owns everything.
我们所拥有的一切，无论是我们的金钱、我们的时间啊、我们的家庭啊，都是属于他的。
Everything we own, such as our time and our money and our family, all belongs to God.
他在这个世界上是大老板。
He is the big boss of the entire world.
能在我们之上有这个政府啊，有其他的权柄，但是在这一切之上呢，啊，神在掌权。
There may be other authorities such as the government above us, but above them is God who owns and controls everything.
所以在圣经当中哈，这个我们今天是用三个人物啊，当他们认识到，真正认识到这位上帝是那个主的时候，他们的生命就不一样。
And today we're going to talk about three characters when they realize that God is the Lord, then their lives will change.
那第一个人物呢，我们是来思考这个亚伯拉罕啊，他以神为主。
The first character is Abraham. He is treating God as his Lord.
那整本圣经上这个 Adonai 这个主这个词呢，出现呢？就是在亚伯拉罕的经历当中。
And then in Abraham's experience, you're going to see the word Adonai being quoted.
那第一次以 Adonai 称这个神为主啊，是在创世纪的第十五章第二节。
The first time is appearing in Genesis 15:1-2.
这个创世纪十五章第一节第二节说，这是以后。耶和华在异象中有话对亚伯兰说，亚伯兰你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。亚伯兰说，主耶和华，我既无子，你还赐我什么呢？并且要承受我家业的是大马色人以利以谢。
After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision, saying, Do not fear, Abram, I am a shield to you. Your reward shall be very great. Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, since I am childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus?
所以第二节，当亚伯拉罕称说主耶和华的时候，这是全本圣经上第一次这样称呼我们的神。
And in the second verse, when Abram said, O Lord God, this is the first time in the Bible that God was called Lord.
为什么圣经啊，神可以借着亚伯拉罕把这个名字启示出来呢？
Why did the Bible reveal this name through Abraham?
就是在亚伯拉罕的经历当中哈，他深深的知道那个神是掌管一切的。
In Abraham's experience, he realized deeply that God is the Lord.
那在这一段这个经文的前文啊，就是第十四章的时候，就记载啊亚伯拉罕怎样去把那个他的侄子罗德救回来的故事。
And in the previous chapter 14, it talked about the story of how Abraham saved his nephew Lot.
就是这个。北方有四个王的联军啊，来攻打这个索多玛这个地方啊，把索多玛的人都掳走了，包括亚伯拉罕的侄子罗德。
It talked about four kings in an alliance captured the northern city of Sodom and captured the people there, including his nephew Lot.
包括他们的财物，包括他们的家人，包括他们自己啊，都被敌人给掳走了。
Everything they own, including the family and possessions, were captured.
当亚伯兰听到这个消息以后，他就带着他家里318个壮兵呢，去啊，把罗德和他的家人财产都夺回来。
So when Abraham heard that, he took 318 servants of his and to save Lot and all his family and possessions.
他带领这个家里的壮兵哈，打败这四王的军队以后呢，得胜了哈，把这个罗德他们都抢回来，救出来。
And then they have victorious and defeated the four kings and saved his nephew and his family.
为什么亚伯拉罕敢啊用这么少的人去跟四王的联军啊那么强大的军队去征战呢？
How could Abraham use so few a number of servants and to go against the four kings?
就是因为他知道耶和华这位神是主宰。
Because he knew that God is the Lord.
战争的得胜不在于他的人多人少。
It doesn't depend on the number of people in the war to achieve victory.
而在乎那个掌管宇宙万物的耶和华神的能力。
But it depends on the strength of the God of the universe.
当他依靠神的能力，这位主宰的能力去征战的时候，他就有一个必胜的把握。
When he counted on the strength of the Lord of the universe, then he is assured of his victory.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道，这个时候你的生命当中有哪些是被仇敌、敌人掳去的东西呢
？Brothers and sisters, I don't know what at this point in your life, what are the things that have been captured by the enemy?
是你的工作吗
？Is it your work?
是你的财物吗
？Is it your possessions?
还是你的儿女
？Or is it your children?
可能有一些东西哈，现在落在仇敌的手中被掳走了。
Maybe there are some things that are in the hands of your enemy and being captured.
啊，你失去了心中的平安啊，内在的那种的满足。
You lost your inner peace and satisfaction.
就像当初这个罗德他全家的人被仇敌掳去一样。
It's like Lot was captured by the enemies.
敌人很强大啊，在这个世界当中，我们知道说，魔鬼像吼叫的狮子一样，遍地游行，要吞吃可吞吃的人。
The enemy is mighty, it's like a roaring lion capturing those who are unaware.
但是就像亚伯拉罕给我们这里这个榜样一样，我们要认识耶和华才是真正的主宰。
But it's like the example of Abraham, we need to know that God is the ultimate master.
不管我们看到的这些的仇敌，这些的黑暗的势力多么的强，
It doesn't matter how strong the enemies may be, these dark authorities.
不管我们失去的这些事情看起来是多么的无望，让他们能够再回来。
No matter how hopeless it seems.
但是当我们真正认识耶和华在掌权，他是主宰的时候，我们就有盼望。
But we would have hope when we realize that God is mighty and he is the Lord.
神是我们家庭的主宰。
God is the Lord of our family.
他是我们的金钱、财务、时间、才干的主人。
He is the Lord of our time, money, and talents.
那在亚伯拉罕的生命当中呢，神是一点点的训练他，一点点的让他明白神在凡事上都在掌权。
In Abraham's life, God gradually trained him to have him realize that he is the Lord.
所以这次哈，第十四章创世纪第十四章，他打赢了之后呢，他就把他夺来的财物的十分之一奉献给神。
And after that victory in chapter 14, he took one tenth of his possessions and gave it to God.
当那位至高神的祭司麦基洗德哈出来来迎接得胜回来的亚伯拉罕的时候。
When the priest of God Melchizedek welcomed him after his victory,
亚伯拉罕就认出哈他是至高神的祭司啊，所以就把他得来的十分之一呢奉献给这个上帝。
And when Abraham realized that Melchizedek is the priest of God, then he offered this one tenth to God.
所以十一奉献哈是神在锻炼我们的信心的一种的方法。
So tithing is one of the ways that God trained us.
不是神真的需要我们的金钱。
It's not that God really needs our money.
他既然是这个宇宙的主宰，这一切都是他的。
Since he is the Lord of the universe, everything belongs to him.
就像他帮助亚伯拉罕认识到上帝是主这件事情一样，神今天也是借着我们金钱的奉献呢，让我们慢慢的学习来信靠他。
It's like how God trained Abraham through his tithing. It's also God's same way training us to realize that he is the Lord.
亚伯拉罕慢慢的知道神不仅是金钱的主。
Gradually, Abraham realized that not only God is the God of all the possessions and money,
神不仅是那个掌管战争得胜与失败的那个主，
not only is the God of all victories and wars,
他意识到说他是他的家庭的主，
he also realized that he is the Lord of his family,
他的儿女的主，
the God of his children.
所以亚伯拉罕一点点学习把这些呢都交给神，不是抓在自己的手中。
So gradually Abraham realized that he needs to give all of those to God and not to hold tight in his own hands.
最后神给他一个考试，一个测验，让他把他最心爱的、唯一的神所应许的那个儿子，就是以撒，献上为祭。
And then finally God gave him a final exam and to help him realize thatThe thing that he treasured the most and is his son Isaac has to be offered to God as well.
我们都非常的稀奇哈，亚伯拉罕作为这样一个爱他儿子的父亲，他能够做出这样的事情。
We all very surprised that Abraham, who loved his son so much, can do such a thing.
但是当我们回顾他的一生的这个信心的旅程的时候，我们发觉他的信心是这样一点一点被建立起来的。
When we look back in his journey of faith, we realize that his faith has been built up gradually.
对今天呢，我们也希望我们也像亚伯拉罕一样，借着我们的奉献，不断的去经历上帝的信实。
So like Abraham, we want to have our offerings be gradually trained up our faith.
我们来学习建造我们的信心，借着我们不断的去把我们的手打开。把原先抓在我们手里的这些事情呢，一点一点的交给上帝来掌管。
So as we build our faith, we can gradually open our hands to let go and offer those things that we are holding tight in our hands.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹，你有没有哪些事情现在还紧紧的抓在自己的手里？
Brothers and sisters, are there things that you're still holding tight in your hands?
Yeah, 不肯好像交出去啊。你从道理上你知道啊，上帝是掌管一切的。
In theory, you may know that God owns everything, but in your heart, you're not quite willing to let go.
但总觉得好像这些东西抓在自己手里还比较稳当一点。
And you may feel that if I hold tight in my own hands, then things will be a little bit more assured.
但上帝要让我们知道说，他才是真正的那个主。
But God wants us to know that He is the ultimate Lord of all.
借着我们一点点把我们手中抓得紧紧的东西 来一点点交给神的时候，我们对他的信靠的信心就越来越增长了。
So as we gradually let go and give of it to God, then our faith will be built up.
这是我们从亚伯拉罕的身上可以看到的。
And that is what we can learn from Abraham.
当他一点点的经历上帝的掌权的时候，他对神的信心就一点一点的成长。
When he realized that God is the authority of all, then his faith gradually was built up.
好，今天我们看的第二个人物呢，是尼希米。
The second character we're going to look at is Nehemiah.
尼希米对神的认识呢，是说他认识到神是那个大而可畏的主。
He realized that the Lord is the great and awesome God.
在尼希米那个时代，当他从被掳之地回到耶路撒冷的时候，他面对很多这个困难的局面。
When he returned from the land of captivity, he faced many difficulties.
尼希米在被掳之地，当他听到说耶路撒冷的城墙被毁，城门被烧啊，那个城里的人呢常常受敌人的欺负的时候，他就非常的悲哀。
When Nehemiah heard that the wall of Jerusalem was torn down and the gate was burned and the people were suffering, he felt very sad.
在尼希米记的一开篇哈，第一章的第四节第五节就讲说，尼希米，我听见这话就坐下哭泣。悲哀几日，在天上的神面前进食祈祷，说耶和华天上的神，大而可畏的神啊，你向爱你守你诫命的人守约施慈爱。
In Nehemiah chapter 1, when I heard these things, I sat down and wept. For some days I mourned and fasted and prayed for the God of heaven. Then I said, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and awesome God.Who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands.
所以当尼希米听到耶路撒冷和神的子民落到这种悲惨的光景当中的时候，他们有失去盼望。
When Nehemiah heard that the people of Jerusalem, the people of God, were suffering such a fate that he didn't lose hope.
因为他对神有这样一个很清楚的认识，他称神是大而可畏的神。
Because he has this understanding that God is the great and awesome God.
可能在耶路撒冷这些人所面对的这些困难是很大的。
Even though the people of Jerusalem may face great difficulties.
可能他周围的那些的仇敌虎视眈眈的啊，要去这个欺负这个以色列人的时候，看起来很令人畏惧的。
And it's actually very fearful when you realize all these enemies surrounding the people of Jerusalem and they're going to take advantage of them.
但是尼希米心里面很确信的一点就是说，我们所信靠的神呢是更大、更可畏惧、更有能力的那一位。
But he realized that the God that we believe in is the greater God, is the more awesome God.
所以尼希米呢就带着这样一个从神而来的托付，很清楚的意向哈，从波斯帝国回到耶路撒冷，然后带领这个以色列人要重建圣城。
So with a clear vision that Nehemiah returned from the kingdom of Persia to lead the people of Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
因为那个一个城啊，那个城墙是一个非常重要的一个保护。
The city wall is a very important protection for the people in it.
呀，如果这个城墙破损啊，充满了各种各样的破口哈，这个敌人随时可以从各个方向呢攻到这个城里来。
If there are broken walls around your city, then the enemies can come in multiple directions.
所以尼希米回来带着神的使命和托付呢，他做的第一件事情哈，就把这个保护这个城市里的人的这个城墙呢要重新修建起来。
So when Nehemiah had this mission from God, the first thing that he did was to lead the people of Jerusalem to rebuild the wall.
那他刚回到耶路撒冷呢，他就自己夜间呢这个去勘察这个局面，看看这个城墙破损到什么程度。
So when he first returned to Jerusalem, the first thing he did in the night was to inspect the wall and see how broken it was.
然后第二天呢就把全城的人召集在一起哈，有这些官长，一些长老，有这个众百姓。
So then the second day he gathered all the people, including the officials and the elders and the people.
鼓励他们起来，一起来把这个城墙先修好。
To encourage them to rebuild the wall.
那他们都分工的很明确哈，个人是对着自己家的那段墙啊来专心的来修建。
And they have very clearly divided responsibilities so that everyone will be rebuilding the section of the wall right in front of their houses.
那全城的人同心合力开始重修这个圣城。
So united, the entire city rebuilt the wall.
感谢主啊，神很赐福他们的工作啊，在这个尼希米的带领之下，全城的人同心努力52天啊，就把这个城墙修起来了。
Thank God that he blessed their efforts, and within 52 days, the wall was rebuilt.
你看，这个尼希米有很清楚的意向，这个众百姓也非常的同心，那他们建造呢也非常的专心啊，所以才能够52天之内完成这样一个大的工程。
And so you can see that with a very clear vision in Nehemiah, and also the united people were able to build the wall within 52 days.
那是不是说他们在这个过程当中都是一切顺风顺水的呢？
Is it true that it was all smooth sailing when they were rebuilding?
其实并不是这样的啊，所以在尼希米记的第四章就记载了他们遇到的各种各样的困难。
So actually it was not like that at all. In Nehemiah 4, it recorded all the kind of difficulties they encountered.
所以这是通常啊，在这个神的施工的开展过程当中所发生的。
And that is usually what happened when we establish God's ministries.
常常我们会看到神给我们的一个很清楚的意象。
Sometimes we will clearly see God's vision.
那大家呢也都同心的认出啊，那个神带领我们要走的那个方向了。
And then we all united to go in the direction that God is leading us.
那弟兄姐妹同工们也都很同心要一起来建造的。
And all the co-workers are united to have a build.
但常常发生的事情就是在这个施工开展的过程当中呢，我们会遇到各种各样的困难和拦阻。
And then, but oftentimes we then encounter all kinds of difficulties and obstacles.
想想我们这个教会哈，还不到两年的时间。
Our church is less than 2 years old.
从开始到如今是神很信实的在带着我们拖着我们赐福着我们
In the beginning and from until now God has been very faithful and in taking care of us
神也给我们很清楚的意向啊，我们这一群人聚在一起就是要建造一个合神心意的教会
And also we are very united in the vision that we're going to build a church that is according to God's heart
让我们各项施工从一开始就一步一步的哈，这个有步骤有方向的一点点的展开一点点的建造
We've been gradually building God's ministry step by step
在最近几个月当中哈，这个疫情的爆发也没有拦阻我们建造教会的这个进程
And even though with the pandemic if we did not stop us from building God's church
我们主日的聚会我们小组的聚会哈，在网上都很蒙神的赐福。
God has been blessing us in our worship services as well as our small groups that have been conducted virtually.
而且不断的哈，神让我们看到新的施工的这个可能性，比如说我们网络传福音呢，我们在网络上做关怀呀，我们网络上这个做一些这个训练的课程啊，一起灵修祷告啊，这些都在疫情当中呢，以前我们想都没有想的事情呢，一点一点的变成。
And then God has been revealing all kinds of possibilities that we can conduct online, such as for our missions work and our caring and our training and our devotion time.
但是在这个过程当中，弟兄姐妹同工们啊，我们要有这样的预备。
But in this whole process, we need to be prepared.
我们可能不是哈这个一切都顺利的，一点困难都没有的哈，开展这些的工作。
So it's not that we will always have smooth sailing and we will not encounter any difficulties.
但是无论我们遇到什么样的困难，什么样的难阻，我们要相信像尼希米一样啊，认定我们的神是大而可畏的主。
But like Nehemiah, doesn't matter what kind of obstacles or difficulties we encounter, we need to identify that our God is a great and awesome God.
所以尼希米他自己很确定，确信这一点。
Nehemiah himself is very sure of that fact.
那当众百姓遇到一点难处，有一点灰心，有点失望的时候呢，尼希米也用这句话来鼓励众百姓、众同工们。
When the people were somewhat disappointed and discouraged, then Nehemiah was encouraging them using these words.
Yeah, 提醒他们我们的神是大而可畏的主。
And remind them that our God is the great and awesome God.
鼓励他们说不要怕，我们的主是这样大而可畏的主，所以我们要起来，还要征战，为我们的兄弟，为我们的儿女，为我们的妻子，为我们家人哈，要起来为主去征战。
Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your homes.
那他们当时都遇到什么样的困难呢？
What kind of difficulties did they encounter?
这个尼希米记第四章哈记载的第一件事情就是敌人出来来耻笑他。
The first thing recorded in Nehemiah 4 was that the enemies were ridiculing them.
这是他们遇到的第一个让他们惧怕的事情哈。第四章第一节说，参巴拉听见我们修建城墙就发怒，大大恼恨，耻笑犹大人，对他兄弟和撒玛利亚的军兵说，这些软弱的犹大人做什么呢？要保护自己吗？要献祭吗？要一日成功吗？要从土堆里拿出火烧的石头要立墙吗？亚门人多比亚站在旁边说，他们所修造的石墙就是狐狸上去也必吃倒。
When Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, What are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore the wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from those heaps of rubble, burnt as they are? Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at his side, said,What they are building, if even a fox climbed up on it, he would break down the wall of stones.
这是仇敌常常使用的一种的诡计。
And this is a trick that the enemies often do.
就是借着他们的耻笑来试图让我们失望灰心。
Is to use the ridicules to discourage.
然而尼希米的回应是什么呢？他是用祷告和专心在神给他托付的工作上，专心去做这件事情，来回应仇敌的耻笑。
And how was Nehemiah responding? He prayed and he worked diligently.
第四章第四节到第六节说，我的神啊，求你垂听，因为我们被藐视，求你使他们的毁谤归于他们的头上，使他们在掳盗之地作为掠物，不要遮掩他们的罪孽，不要使他们的罪恶从你面前出没，因为他们在修造的人眼前惹动你的怒气。这样我们修造城墙，城墙就都联络高至一半，因为百姓专心做工。
In verses 4 to 6 of chapter 4, Hear us, O our Lord, for we are despised. Turn the insults back on their own heads. Give them over as a plunder in the land of captivity.Do not cover up their guilt or point out their sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders. So we rebuilt the wall till all of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all their hearts.
尼希米没有落到敌人的耻笑之下。
Nehemiah didn't fall under people's ridicules.
而是来到上帝的面前，把他心中的这些的需要，心中的这些的变成祷告啊，向神来诉说。
But he turned all his needs into prayers in front of God.
同时呢，他鼓励百姓哈，不要被这些给吸引这个我们的注意力，让我们专心。我们知道这是从神而来的工作，我们专心来做。
And he encouraged the people to not deviate their attention to what God wants us to do.
那仇敌发觉他们这个耻笑不起作用以后呢，他们就用第二种的方法来攻击神的百姓。
When the enemies realized that the ridicules were useless, they turned to another method to attack people.
第七节第八节说，参巴拉、多比亚、亚拉伯人、亚门人、亚实突人听见修造耶路撒冷城墙，着手进行堵塞破裂的地方，就甚发怒，大家同谋要来攻击耶路撒冷，使城内扰乱。
In verse 7 and 8, but when Sanballat, Tobiah, and the Arabs, the Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard that the repairs of Jerusalem's walls had gone ahead and that the gaps were being closed, they were very angry. They all plotted together to come and fight against Jerusalem, stir up trouble against it.
所以大家想象一下当时耶路撒冷的人所面对的那个局面。
So you need to imagine how the people, what kind of situations were they facing.
周围的这些敌人不是一族两族，好多族的这些人都试图来攻击耶路撒冷。
It's not just one tribe or two tribes, but actually multiple, many tribes trying to plot against and attack Jerusalem.
这个耶路撒冷好像一座孤城一样哈，面对这个众仇敌的这个围困。
So Jerusalem was like this lonely city facing many different enemies.
那尼希米是怎样回应的呢？他还是借着祷告啊，来到这位大而可畏的神的面前，把他一切的需要向神来诉说。并且同时呢，来安排人去看守，去防备。
And how did Nehemiah respond? He still prayed to this great and awesome God, and he just arranged all the people to guard against the enemies.
第四章第九节说：“然而我们祷告我们的神，又因他们的缘故，就派人看守，昼夜防备。”
In verse 9 it says, "But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat."
那在这个外在的威胁、耻笑、敌人的同谋、进攻的同时呢，内部也出了一些的问题。
And amidst all the external threats and attacks, there are also some internal problems.
因为这些人努力做工的缘故哈，他们体力慢慢觉得好像力不可支、力不能胜这样的工作。
And because of all the previous attacks andInternally, they kind of feel tired as well.
那因为这些仇敌要同谋要攻击他们的缘故，他们听到以后呢，他们信心也会受到一些的影响。
When they heard about all these plotting against them, they also lose somewhat of their faith.
所以四章十节到十二节，犹大人说：“灰土尚多，扛台的人力气已经衰败，所以我们不能建造城墙。我们的敌人却说。”趁他们不知不见，我们进入他们中间杀他们，使工作止住。那靠近敌人居住的犹大人十次从各处来见我们，说你们必要回到我们那里。
Verses 10 to 12. Meanwhile, the people said, "The strength of the laborers is giving out, for there is so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall." Also, our enemy said, "Before they know it or see us, we will be right there among them and will kill them and put an end to the work."Then the Jews lived near them came and told us 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack us.
尼希米面对百姓的这些的难处的时候，他是怎么回应的呢？
How did Nehemiah respond when people were facing all these difficulties?
一方面，他安排人来防备，来看守。
At the one hand, he arranged for people to guard against the enemies.
十三节说，所以我使百姓各按宗族拿刀拿枪拿弓站在城墙后边低洼的空地。十六节十七节说，从那日起，我的仆人一半做工，一半拿枪拿盾牌拿弓穿铠甲，官长都站在犹大众人的后边，修造城墙的扛抬材料的都一手做工一手拿兵器。
In verse 13, therefore I stationed some of the people behind the lowest point of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with the swords, spears, and bows. And then 16 and 17, from that day on, half of my men did the work while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did the work with one hand and held a weapon in the other.
同时尼希米用话语来鼓励神的百姓。
At the same time, Nehemiah was encouraging people with words.
这就是在第十四节和第二十节尼希米所讲的话。他说：“我查探了，就起来对贵胄官长和其余的人说，不要怕他们，要当纪念主是大而可畏的。你们要为弟兄、儿女、妻子、家产征战。”第二十节，
yes.
你们听见脚声在那里。就聚集到我们那里来，我们的神必为我们征战。
In verse 14, that's what Nehemiah said. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles, the officials, and the rest of the people, "Don't be afraid of them. Remember the Lord, who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, and your daughters, your wives, and your homes, and in verse 18, and each of the builders walked his sword at his side as he went, but the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me.
是第二十节，二十节他提醒以色列百姓说，我们的神为我们征战。
And it's in verse 20, sorry, wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there, our God will fight for us.
尼希米当百姓遇到外面的仇敌的耻笑，他们同谋的攻击，他们体力的衰微，好像渐渐不支的时候，他是用这样的话来鼓励他们说，神在为我们征战。
When the people of Jerusalem were facing the enemy's ridicules and plots, and they were also feeling tired, it was through these words that Nehemiah encouraged them to stand strong.
提醒他们说不要惧怕。
To remind them, do not be afraid.
不要怕这些仇敌，他们人数何等众多。
Do not afraid of the many enemies that surround them.
好像他们看起来他们的势力是何等的强大。
Even though they look mighty and strong,
而且他们联合起来，好像要把这个耶路撒冷城哈把这个攻下来。
It's like they're united and tear down the walls of Jerusalem.
因为有一位大而可畏的主宰在掌管这一切。
Because there is this great and awesome God who is in charge of everything.
而且鼓励他们说起来，起来哈，你们要靠着主的能力，靠着主的同在来为你的家人。为你所拥有的去征战。
So that you should stand up and fight for your homes, your brothers, your sisters, and your daughters, and children, and wives.
为什么尼希米有这样的勇气？
Why did Nehemiah have this courage?
为什么他能够面对这么强大的这个敌人，这么困难的局面，他可以能够带领百姓52天能够完成神的工作。
How did he accomplish this rebuilding of the 52 days when he was facing all these mighty enemies?
就是因为他认识到上帝是那个主宰。
Because he realized that God is the Lord.
弟兄姐妹，今天我想把心里面一个很重要的一个负担跟大家来分享。
Today I want to share this burden in my heart with you.
就是我们儿女的需要。
It is the needs of our children.
我们的孩子生长在一个很特别的一个时期。
Our children grow up in this very special time.
他们所成长的这个社会的环境这个生长的这个环境当中充满很多的危险。
There are many dangers that they grow up in this environment.
各个年龄段的孩子都同样的面临着各种各样的危险。
All different age groups would face different kinds of difficulties and dangers.
而且我们听到的，我们看到的，我们所知道的，很多的我们的孩子落在这个仇敌的网络之中。
Many times we've heard how our children fall into the snares of the enemies.
当孩子还小的时候还没有开始上学或者在小学的阶段的时候呢他们遇到很多的危险。
There are many dangers they face even before they go to school.
他们一个很大的一个危险就是他们的父母太忙了。
One of the greatest dangers is that the parents are too busy.
为了生存，为了工作，为了这些事情呢，这个父母忙到一个地步，没有时间去照顾孩子，陪伴孩子。
Because of work, because of needs of life, that the parents are so busy that they don't have time to take care of the children.
很多时候孩子小的时候是跟着祖父祖母外公外婆长大或者是交给那些daycare 这种的人去来照顾。
Oftentimes the children are taken care of by their grandparents or have to go to daycare.
当孩子慢慢长大进入青春期的时候他们个性在成熟成长这个时候他们会遇到很多的挑战和危险。
When the children are growing up and their character are being built up, there are actually many dangers they also face.
慢慢的做父母的，我们发觉好像这个孩子生活在另外一个世界当中，好像我们跟他们沟通都比较困难。
And we gradually realize that as if growing up in a different world, and we find that communicating with them is difficult.
当孩子上大学的时候，做父母的很担心他们到大学里面以后的状况。
When they go to college, we often worry what kind of environment would they be in.
不仅担心说他们是不是能吃得好啊，穿得好啊，休息得好。
Not only do we worry whether they can eat well, dress well.
我们会想说他们会遇到什么样的人呢？会交什么样的朋友呢？他们周末都在做什么呢？有没有去教会呢？
We often worry, what kind of friends would they make and what would they do during the weekend? Would they go to church?
他们从他们的环境，从他们的教授的口中都受到什么样的影响和教育？
How are they influenced by the environment, by the professors?
孩子大学毕业了，我们担心他们能不能找到工作啊，找到适合他们的工作啊，慢慢他们进入到交友婚姻的阶段，我们就有很多的事情要去考虑。
And then we also worry whether they would find right work to do, as well as when they have to make friends and also get married.
我们发觉我们有些孩子是很特别的孩子。
And sometimes we have children have special needs.
他们有些特别的需要，可能这些孩子们比较内向，不大容易跟人去沟通。
Maybe they're very introverted, and it's not easy for them to talk to others.
有些孩子心灵当中可能有一些受的创伤是我们不是很了解的地方。
And maybe they were scarred in a way that we don't quite understand.
那社会上会给这些的孩子贴上各种各样的标签。
There are many labels this world would attach to them.
然而呢，我们知道每一个孩子在上帝的眼中都是宝贝。
But yet we know every child in front of God is precious.
他们都是不同的，但是神给每一个孩子就是有不同的长处和他们的特点。
We know every single one of them is different, but know that God will give them different strengths.
我们做父母的要意识到说，这些孩子们生活在一个跟我们成长的过程中不一样的社会的环境中。
We need to realize that our children are growing up in an environment that is different from ours.
这些孩子们需要我们这些父母在他们的身边去陪伴他们。
These children need us to accompany them.
我们要学习进入到孩子的世界当中，与他们陪伴他们一起来成长。
We need to enter into the world to help them grow up.
我们要意识到这些孩子的心灵的外面需要一个防火墙去保护。
We need to realize that we need this firewall surrounding them.
仇敌像吼叫的狮子，要吞噬这些孩子。
The enemy is like a roaring lion, ready to swallow all of us.
我们要靠着这位大而可畏的上帝，在这些孩子的周围建造起一个城墙来保护他们。
Well, with the help of this great and awesome God, we need to build this wall to protect our children.
仇敌试图借着这个网络的世界来侵蚀孩子的灵魂。
The enemy would try to use the World Wide Web to swallow our children.
这个仇敌试图用这些游戏的时间来吞噬孩子们的时间。
And they would use the time of games to use up the time of our children.
在学校当中，在社会上，在各种媒体当中，试图用各种世俗的这些的理论这些的想法来侵蚀孩子的思想。
And they would use all these secular thoughts to swallow up the thoughts of our children.
就像当初尼希米提醒以色列人的话一样，今天我们需要被提醒。
And just like the words of Nehemiah to the Israelites, today we need to be reminded as well.
面对这样一个像洪水一样要吞噬人心灵的这个社会环境的时候，
When we face this onslaught, like a flood of this world secular thoughts, we're ready to swallow us.
第一个，我们不要惧怕。
First, we should not be afraid.
第二个，我们要知道我们的神是大而可畏的神。
Second, we know that our God is a great and awesome God.
第三个，我们要起来，我们要起来为我们的儿女征战。
Thirdly, we need to stand up and fight for our children.
成为你儿子，成为你女儿的守望祷告者。
To become the prayer warrior of your sons and daughters.
每一天把他们带到，借着祷告带到上帝的面前。
Through prayer, we need to bring them in front of the Lord every day.
借着祷告来筑起这个防火墙。
Through prayers, we build up this wall.
我们也呼吁众弟兄姐妹，我们教会要联合起来。
And we also call our brothers and sisters that our whole church will be united.
要在这个领域当中与神一起来同工，一起来征战。
So that we can co-work and fight with God together.
一起来彼此的服侍，彼此的提醒，让我们一起来同心的祷告，来为我们儿女去征战。
So that we can serve together and remind one another we need to fight for our children.
就像当初神如何赐福了尼希米和那一批的百姓一样啊，他们在52天之内完成神所交付的工作。
Just like how God blessed the Israelites and Nehemiah and that they can rebuild the wall in 52 days.
那我们为儿女的征战不是52天，而是一生之久。
For us to fight for our children is not just 52 days, it's for our entire life.
但是同样的啊，当我们这样的去信靠这位大而可畏的神的时候，神必成就他自己的工作。
But when we trust in this great and awesome God, God is going to accomplish it.
因为说到底，儿女不是我们的，是耶和华所赐给我们的产业。
Because in the end, the children do not belong to us, but is an inheritance from God.
在我们家中最宝贵的产业，不是我们的房子，不是我们的车子，不是我们拥有的这些物质的财富。
The most precious thing that we own is not our houses or our cars, but is really the children that God has given us.
感谢主，我们可以与神来同工，来为我们的儿女来征战。
We thank God that we can co-work with Him and fight for our children.
最后我们看一个人物是彼得啊，彼得他真的以神为主吗？
The third character we'll look at is Peter. Did he really treat God as the Lord?
在马太福音第16章21节22节、耶稣第一次向门徒启示说他必须上耶路撒冷去受长老祭司长文士许多的苦，并且被杀，第三日复活。彼得就拉着他劝他说，主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。
In Matthew 16:21 and 22, from that time on Jesus began to explain to his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things at the hands of the elders,chief priests and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and on the third day be raised alive. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. Never, Lord, he said, this shall never happen to you.
中文翻译比较客气是劝耶稣、那英文讲得很清楚，它是 rebuke, 它是责备耶稣。
The Chinese version is a little bit more polite to kind of like to advise him, but in English very clear is about rebuke him.
主啊，万不可如此，这两个短语是不能放在一起的。
In never Lord, you cannot put together like that.
这个是不应该放在一起的。你既然称为他主，你就应该以他为主，而不能对主说万不可如此。
If you treat him really as Lord, you cannot say never to him.
如果这样讲的时候，你虽然嘴上称他为主，但实际上并没有以他为主啊。
So in that sense, is he, you're saying he is the Lord in your mouth, but you don't really treat him as the Lord.
所以接下来耶稣就转过身来责备彼得说，撒旦退我后面去吧，你只体贴人的意思，不体贴神的意思。
And then Jesus turned around and told him that, stay behind me, Satan. You're only following the will of, the enemy.
这什么叫以耶稣为主？
So what does it mean to treat him as Lord?
是真正来的信靠他所、他所启示的旨意，也愿意遵行他的旨意而行。
And it means that you need to trust his will and follow his will.
不管神的意思跟我们的意思有多么的不同。
No matter how different his will is from ours.
所以这也是主耶稣在马太福音第七章对我们的提醒。他说，凡称呼我主啊主的人不能都进天国，唯独遵行我天父旨意的人才能进去。当那日有许多人对我说，主啊主啊，我们不是奉你的名传道，奉你的名赶鬼，奉你的名行许多异能吗？我就明明地告诉他们说，我从来不认识你们，你们这些作恶的人离开我去吧。
It's like how Jesus reminded in Matthew 7, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evil doers.
真正知道主神是我们的主的人呢，不光是口头上称他主啊主，而是真正遵行他旨意的人。
So for people who really treat God as the Lord, it's not just to say it in our mouths, but also to follow His will.
所以有一句话哈，这个是用英文写的啊，他说，如果他不拥有一切的话，他就不是主。
Now there's a saying, if He is not Lord of all, He is not Lord at all.
那其实呢，我们可以把这句话呢讲得更跟我们每个人相关一点，他。如果他没有拥有我们的一切的话，我们并没有真正的以他为主。
We can also turn it a little bit slightly to be more relevant to us. If he is not Lord of all of us, he is not Lord of us at all.
这弟兄姐妹，今天我想挑战大家来思考，你是不是有哪些的事情还紧紧的抓在自己的手中呢？
So a challenge I want to bring to you today is there still something that you're holding tight in your hands?
你愿不愿意在今天你听到这个信息的时候把这个主权再交还给上帝？
When you hear this message today, are we willing to turn it back to the Lord?
所以作为一个总结哈，我们今天所思考的哈， Adonai 啊，主是我，神是我的主啊，意思是什么呢？第一个哈，神是我的主，他掌管一切，拥有一切。
To make some conclusions for today, the word Adonai means that God is my Lord. He owns everything.
第二个，提醒我们神是大而可畏的主，所以他能够帮助我战胜惧怕，完成神交托给我的工作。
Second, God is great and awesome. He can help me to overcome fear and fulfill my job.
第三个哈，神是我的主，我当顺从他。
And then thirdly, God is my Lord, I should obey him.
大家知道这个英国的伊丽莎白二世的这个女王哈，是到目前为止在英国做王做时间最久的一位。
And we all know Queen Elizabeth II, she is the longest reigning queen.
当她登基的时候哈，这个有很隆重的这个登基的典礼。
When she was crowned, there was this very important coronation ceremony.
那当天晚上呢，为他的登基的仪式呢，举办一场特别的一个演唱音乐会。
And there was a special concert held for her coronation.
那当天晚上演的这个曲目呢，就是韩德尔的那个著名的弥赛亚的那个曲目。
And what they played that night was Handel's Messiah.
那大家知道哈，在这个弥赛亚这个歌曲的最后呢，就是那个哈利路亚颂。
And we know that at the end of Handel's Messiah is the Hallelujah Chorus.
那按照这个传统哈，每次演奏到最后那个哈利路亚颂的时候，众人都要站起来哈，从座位上站起来，表达对神的一个尊重。
We know from tradition that when we come to that part, everybody would stand up.
但是在那次参加音乐会之前呢，这个女王的这个幕僚呢，就提醒这个伊丽莎白二世。
But before the concert, then people were reminding Queen Elizabeth II.
说你今天晚上啊，演奏到哈利路亚颂的时候，别人都站起来，你不要站起来。
They told her that when everybody stands up for the chorus, you do not stand up.
因为你是女王啊，你是王啊，你不用站起来。
Because you're the queen, you don't need to stand up.
所以在音乐会上哈，这是演奏到最后那个高潮的时候。
So in the concert, is that climax?
当那个前面那些演员歌唱家哈一起用那个非常雄壮的声音唱出说万王之王万主之主的时候。
When the choir was singing Kings of Kings and Lord of Lords.
全场的这个观众都站起来。
The entire audience stood up.
而且这个时候伊丽莎白女王也情不自禁地站起来。
And Queen Elizabeth II could not help herself, she stood up as well.
她不仅站起来，而且她低下她的头。
Not only did she stand up, she lowered her head.
好像是要把她头上所戴的那个美丽的王冠都要献给这位万王之王、万主之主的主耶稣基督。
As if she wanted to dedicate the crown that she was wearing to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
因为他心里深深的知道，虽然他是地上的君王很尊贵，但是在这之上有一位更尊贵的君王，就是我们的主。
As if she knew that even though she is this royal queen on earth, but above her, there is this even more royal king of the entire universe.
弟兄姐妹，我们接下来会唱一首回应的诗歌，叫做《爱我愿意》。
Now we're going to sing a song of response, I receive your love.
希望弟兄姐妹在唱这首诗歌的时候，可不可以把你的手伸出来？
When you sing this song, let's extend your hands.
把两只手攥成拳头。
And turn your two hands into two fists.
你唱这首诗歌的时候，想一想，你在你的生活当生命当中，有哪些的事情你还攥在自己的手中？
When you sing this song, think about what are the things that you're still holding on in your hands.
希望当我们唱这首诗歌的时候，我们真的能够降服在神的面前。
So when we sing this song, may we truly prostrate ourselves in front of our God.
让圣灵上帝的灵能够感动我们，激励我们。
So that God's Spirit can encourage us.
让我们知道我们的神是大而可畏的上帝，是一位掌管万有的主宰。
So we know that he is this great and awesome God, he owns everything.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
他愿意来用他的恩典来扶持来带领我们。
With his grace, he's going to take care of us and help us.
当我们唱到说我愿意降服的时候，弟兄姐妹，你可以把你的手慢慢的张开，把你心中那些的重担，那些的抓住的事情呢，都交在上帝的面前。
When we sing, I will surrender to God, that gradually open your hands and give up the things that you're holding tight to God.
让我们一起带着信心，带着一个投靠他的心来唱这首回应的诗歌。